Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Today's episode of The Other Stories is a reanimated special of a story we first published way back in 2018. We've recharged the battery pods, wiped away some of the radiation, and have given it a complete operating system reinstall. Today's episode is Toast, written and narrated by Luke Condor and produced by Carl Hughes with Lincoln Boucher as the voice of Toast. Somewhere in one of those old cities, a big one. A big fancy one where the technology was so close to magic you'd trade your right eye to catch a glimpse. In those towers full of sand and broken glass, there was Toast. Toast wasn't food. Nope. No, no, and no. Toast wasn't that old crispy wheat-based snack you're probably thinking about right at this very moment. Nope. Neither was he the thing that people did to celebrate. You know, the clinking of the glasses and the whooping. Guzzle, guzzle the alcohol. No, sir, Toast was a bot. Not a swanky new fashioned 3.0 with their free will and their biomechanical organs and nervous systems, brains, and loaded with an operating system that took 5 generations to build. No. And he wasn't a 2.0 model, standing upright with their humanoid mechanics with which they walked and talked. The bots that lived somewhere deep in the depths of Uncanny Valley. None of that creepiness. Toast was a 1.0, a 1.3.001A to be exact. A microbot. He had mobility, sure. He had 4 short wheel legs on his underside that allowed him to move freely across any level surface. A body, too. Nothing fancy, a simple metal box, a couple of slots in the side, and an interface with which he could express and receive input. And a speaker system.
Hello, I'm Toast.
That was one of the sentences he could say. One of the few sentences.
Are you hungry?
Oh, and there's another.
Would you like some toast?
And that makes the last one. The 3 sentences of Toast. So yeah, a simple purpose. Purpose built, even. And his mission, to scoot along the surface of the breakfast bars and to offer customers toast. He could toast to order, as brown as you like it. If a customer wanted a good buttering, he was the most butterfurrer on the market. If people wanted jam, sure, he could jam, marmalade and peanut butter all day if he had the appropriate upgrade modules, which he didn't have. But he was a butterer, a damn fine butterer. Problem was, Toast hadn't seen a customer in a long time. See, a while back, the place buzzed with life and excitement. Commuters and talkers and kissers and those humans with the instruments. Anybody was welcome for a cup of authentic coffee and a slice of toast at the cafe house where he worked. But then something happened. The bad thing. People stopped coming. It was the end of the world as Toast knew it. It was the end of the world. Toast zipped along the bar and towards the window. The rubble outside the cafe didn't make much sense to him. He'd seen some customers screaming at it back when the explosions happened, but all of that was outside. It made no matter to Toast. It was just static noise that had no relevance to his operating system. So he slid back along the bar. There was nothing on this side. Well, not nothing. The man was there, all the way down from the bar and on the floor. Not much left of him either. The grey outer parts had fallen away and his hard inner parts were showing.
"Hello, I'm Toast,"
Toast said. The customer didn't say anything, just as always, just as he had done for error string too long years.
"Hello, I'm Toast,"
Toast said once more. The man looked different, only a little. He was changing. He used to be a regular. Toast would recognise him. He would know how crispy and brown the man would like his toast. Good for a buttering, too. The man would talk about projects and sales and opportunities through his wetware visuals. Until the bullets hit him, through the window, into his middle. Still, Toast couldn't understand why the man didn't want Toast anymore. Toast scuttled back to the other side and checked. Yep, everything was the same. He then returned to the other side. Yep, the man was still there.
"Hello, I'm Toast."
Toast had been stuck in this loop for as long as he could remember. He was a solar-powered microbot and was positioned in such a way that he would receive a regular dose of sunlight through the windows every morning at sunrise. He was stuck, trapped in a life of whatever this was.
"Hello, I'm Toast."
He neared the edge of the bar, as far as he could go before his programming told him it was too risky, and that he would fall if he went any further. Error, string 100, SAS, script, dot, move. He pulled back. He then went back to the other side and checked. Everything was the same. Everything was still there.
"Hello, I'm Toast."
He went back to the other side and movement.
"Hello, I'm Toast."
Toast was certain he'd seen the man move. Maybe he's hungry, Toast thought.
"Are you hungry?"
Toast said. The man remained quiet. Toast buzzed back and forth of excitement. The man had moved. The man had moved. He was hungry. The man had moved. It was one of the eye sockets, a flurry of activity in the holes where his eyes used to be. Toast went to the edge again and tried to drive over. Error, string 100, SAS, script, dot, move. The error was illogical. It stated that he had to stay on top of the bar to remain safe and secure in the place where he could best keep the customers happy. But how could Toast keep the customers happy from all the way up there? His only customer that he'd seen in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years was all the way down on the floor. Surely his priority should be to go down to the floor to better serve him. After all, the customer was always right. He tried again, all the way to the edge, peered down with shining optics and creaking plastics.
"Hello, I'm Toast."
More movement. It was settled. One was greater than zero. Customer was more valuable than safety. He zoomed, spun, and reversed all the way to the far side for one last check. Everything was still there. Everything was cafe. Everything was everything. He then sprinted as fast as he could. It would have looked ridiculously slow to an outsider, a whistling snail sprint, but it was fast enough to speed past the point that his cheap brakes could stop him. He leapt off the edge, flew through the air, and landed on his side with a loud thud. So that's what flying is, he thought. Half a second of falling down and ending with a error, string 100, SAS script dot move. His wheels continued to whiz and roll and purr, but they had no traction now, and he wasn't built with any self-righting mechanism. But he could see the man, closer than he'd seen him in years. His face was white and solid, and the gooey outer layer had gone.
"Hello, I'm Toast,"
he said with all the pride he was programmed to inflect. The man remained quiet and still and, well, skeletal.
"Hello, I'm Toast,"
he said again.
"Are you hungry?"
He remained quiet for a second.
"Hello, I'm Toast."
The man was motionless, speechless, but the movement became clear. A red finger poked out of the empty eye hole. It wormed through before splitting and separating into a hand of yellow with a beautiful polka-dotted center.
"Hello, hello, hello."
The flower remained quiet, because flowers don't talk.
"Are you hungry? Hello, I'm Toast."
If Toast was a human or even a 3.0, he might have appreciated the flower for all its beauty, but being the microbot that he was, he saw nothing but a thing that didn't want Toast. And then he felt a sudden nagging in his programming, an urge, a need to know, a question pounding around his operating system. What if? What if, what if, what if? Eret string 100 SAS script dot move. What if in the few minutes he'd been all the way down there on the floor, a customer had arrived on the far side of the bar? And what if they wanted some toast? "Hello, I am Toast," he tried, but was met with silence. As he considered the hundreds, maybe thousands, of toast-hungry customers waiting for him on the far side of the bar, he felt a pang of energy filling his battery. He moved his optics down a few degrees and saw the sunlight, reflecting off the silver of a teaspoon. Just enough, reflecting and refracting and bouncing right into Toast's charging pads. His energy filled up. His wheels whizzed to no avail. He would find no peace. All of his being fired with questions about whether or not there was a need for Toast on the far side of the bar, and how thoroughly they would like it buttered.
"Hello, I'm Toast,"
he cried, alone in the darkness, wheels buzzing uselessly.
"Hello, hello, I'm Toast. Are you hungry? Hello, hello, I'm Toast. Are you hungry? Hello, 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 are you hungry? Hello."
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Other Stories. Toast was written and narrated by Luke Condal, edited by Carl Hughes, with Lincoln Boucher as the voice of Toast, and music by Cyberleaf Studio and Tom Robson, and sound effect provided by freesound.org. A quick thanks to our community managers, Joshua Boucher and Jasmine Arch, and to Joshua Boucher and Carolyn O'Brien for helping with our submission reading, and of course to Ben Errington and his robot washing machine, rinsing the radioactive stains of boredom from the post-apocalyptic bedsheets. Luke Condor started writing on his computer in his early teens and never looked back, and now he has very sore eyes. He helps to run the other stories. That's this podcast you're listening to right now. He works from a dining room table in the middle of Sherwood Forest and lives with his fiancée, Kat, their pet cat, Oscar, and their larger, angrier cat, Alaska, who is actually a dog. For more, head to lukecondor.com, and that's Condor spelt with a K. Carl Hughes does all things audio. He's been responsible for what you hear on the Other Stories podcast since the early days, making sure every monster sounds scary but doesn't blow your ears off. When he isn't hunting down gunshot and stabbing sound effects for podcasts, he also composes theme tunes. You can hear two of these on This Is Horror and the Great Writers Share podcast. Be sure to follow Carl on Twitter. He's at Carl Hughes. The Other Stories is a production of the Story Studio Hawk and Cleaver and is brought to you with a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. That means don't change it, don't sell it, but by all means share the hell out of it. Until next time.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.